Father, we have cleansed your mouth in your holy hill, and we come to worship you alone. You are the Holy One, the Mighty and Exalted One. Purify us with your holy fire. We offer you our lives as a living sacrifice. We've come to worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. May you be praised, Father, honored, glorified during this time of worship, for we surrender to your sovereign will. O Yahweh, you are Elohim. You are the Mighty One, the El of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. We thank you, Father, that you are forever faithful to do exceedingly abundantly over anything that we could think, ask, or even imagine. Let it be known today that you are Yahweh. Hallelujah.
And there's where that the dumbing begins. And it's sad. Now, we've got a lot of geniuses. We've got a lot of smart people in the world, far smarter than I am. But the average, actually, the average person graduating from high school can't even read and write sufficiently to earn a position in the workplace to be a good employee. You notice that the teaching focuses on, well, let's go to math. The old school, back when I was a young boy in the 40s going to school, they had what is termed the four main subject: reading, writing, and arithmetic. Well, if you start with math today, why is it that they give you math, like algebra, math equations that you would never run onto in a common setting in a world unless you are employed specifically for that type of math? Your average math, the simplicity of, like, well, let's say running a small business, how to add and subtract, how to divide and to multiply, the basic math formula, it's not being taught. They go to these outrageous formulas of math, are trying to instill in our children, and when they get through, they don't even know why they're being given these subjects in school. It doesn't even pertain to their daily life. It's outrageous. Now, we're talking about dumbing the average mind in America down, and I'd like to give you some pointers here. First of all, we talked about how to survive in a world that is almost insurvivable. And you say, well, everybody's eating, drinking, and being merry. We've got a lot of college football games, and football season is up and roaring. We've got thousands and hundreds of thousands of people going into the stadium. You know, here in Tennessee, we have the Tennessee Volunteers at Knoxville here, just about 40 miles below me. And it's like a frenzy feeding of sharks when Tennessee wins. And when they lose, it's almost like we have nothing else to live for. If our college team, and that is what they teach you. They teach you to eat, to drink, and to be merry and be dumb. To eat, drink, and be merry. That's the sin sick reason that America has lost its way, and we've lost it with the minds of our children. Our future is our children, and they know that. And if they can control, now you say, who's they? Does someone have an agenda? Well, we're going to find out here as we examine the dumbing down of America. To put it in proper perspective, we have engineered a nation of retards, a collective group of individuals who have become so absurdly self-absorbed and disinterested in acquiring knowledge that we as a nation are slowly but surely losing touch with the reality of what is actually going on in the world. There was a group of students in Oklahoma, and they did other states. I just particularly picked out Oklahoma here to make a point that these students were given the average test for immigrants that are being sworn in to become citizens of the United States. And every student, well, all but 3% of those students from Oklahoma failed the test. These are just basic fundamental tests for immigration services that they give to the immigrants that are going going to become U.S. citizens. In other words, they don't even know anything about our country, our own students. Why is it that our history has been changed right in the middle of the ocean of curriculum? Why is it that now we got a new history about America? Whatever happened to the history of America in its pioneering founding fathers in the Constitution and things of this nature? It's not being taught anymore. Now, it's a very dangerous phenomenon that seems to be occurring in the United States of America particularly, and if we refer it to the dumbing down of the American mind, a nearly willful tendency for Americans to forego reality in favor of believing what they want to believe, or things that they have been loaded into the mind from the teaching standpoint. Now, we have teachers that have taught in schools, and they see the gradual transformation of the dumbing down of American students. And a lot of them are sounding the alarm. Why would they purposely, intentionally, program the mind of our youth to be controlled, or to have that mind as a useless commodity in the body, and like I say, like a rock, only dumber? Duh. I mean, it's getting bad, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let's go to some of the elite schools and examine their curriculum. Let's start with Harvard. Some of the prestigious schools that most of your lawyers, bankers, politicians, Harvard, Yale, some of these prestigious teaching institutions. What about their curriculum? What is their agenda? What if you go in and look at the teaching and the teachers? First of all, you got to consider the source. And these are liberal, high-minded socialists. They're almost outwardly acknowledging that they're communist. And here, our American government all of a sudden has gone in the way of this phenomenon. It happened in Russia in 1918 and 1917 through the Russian Revolution with the communist agenda being invoked upon Russia, and now it's working its magic charm because the same tactics that were employed in Russia has somehow incorporated and came into our minds in America. And it's starting with our children. They don't give you the fundamental reading, writing, and arithmetic anymore. An eighth grade education in the 50s is equal now to a college with a degree, or some DD, or some PhD. I mean, it's just like that. We have skipped from the 50s. We have skipped going to college, and now we're taking tests on a PhD level, and we haven't been trained for it. And our children are as dumb or dumber than a box of rocks. The only thing that they know to do is to eat, drink, and be merry, or to become social misfits. It is so strange that we're having so many of our people, our young children, turn to drugs and sex and violence and merrymaking and eating and drinking. This is instilled. This is the result of the last 30 years of a curriculum in our schools that have turned our children into a dumber than a rock or a box of rocks. It's a dangerous phenomenon, and it's occurring in the United States of America right here that we are teaching our children to be dumb and to love the, well, their mind is obedient. I mean, they vote the conscience of the government, whatever that conscience is. And in my opinion, the five factors that we're going to discuss tonight in this phenomenon, first, there is the dumbing down of education in our country. And if you would go from the college level and look for the last 40 years, you've seen our standards, what we essentially expect our students to accomplish in order to prove that they have learned something of value, go straight to hell. I mean, it's just like they don't care. And it costs more to go to college now than it's ever cost to get dumbed down. I mean, they don't teach you. They know this for a fact, that homeschooling, basic reading, writing, and arithmetic, back to the basic standards, gives the children that receive homeschooling an advantage that is measurable on the SAT scores, that homeschool children steadily perform better than those that are taught in our public schools. And yet it now costs more to educate your children than it's ever cost in history to get you a child to come home with his head as dumb as a box of rocks. He can't read, he can't write, he certainly can't do math. That's something that, I mean, he wouldn't even attempt to do that. I mean, he's been strung out with equations that equal Einstein's theory of relativity, which is meaningless and purposeless in a life that you have to get out and make a living and do the basic fundamentals of reading, writing, and arithmetic and be skilled in it, and that you have your social structure wrapped around your daily living. I mean, we're getting out of hand here. We're no longer beginning to see the purpose of existence, and we understand why that is. It is simply because we've been led down the dumb road. Now, let me give you a scripture to lay the groundwork of our message tonight. As we get into the groundwork, and that is in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. It is a scripture that I love to quote. But from a religious standpoint, and tonight I'm addressing it from an educational standpoint. Now, in the 50s, when I was going to high school, I noticed that this was during the Korean War, by the way, and I noticed that the communist agenda had begun to make its way into our textbooks, and our social textbooks were changing, and our textbooks of history, even in the 50s. And now, ladies and gentlemen, you can't even to compare apples to apples, history to history, let's say 40 to 60 years ago. I mean, there's a complete change in history. We no longer have the true history of America being told to our students. We have a revised version. Now, listen to this now. The administrators and those who are in charge of the textbooks that are being allowed, that we have a review board, by the way. It's a national review board that sets the standards and a very determined standoff between the remaining few teachers willing to maintain standards versus a generation or two of students who are nearly unwilling to learn. Students who have apparently gone on strike with an attitude, I dare you to force me to learn. This is inscribed in the textbook. It's almost a defiance. Why should you learn? Academic standards in our country has fallen at the expense of quality education in that of our high schools as well as that of our colleges. And I'm telling you, if you really compare the schooling of the 50s as compared to the schooling of the 2000s, here we are in 2009, and the consequence is striking. The difference between those who had an education, let's say an eighth grade education, which is what I had when I quit school. I went, I think, a couple of weeks to the first year, a freshman year of high school in the 50s, early 50s. I wanted an education. It bored me. I mean, the first class that I took was algebra, and I couldn't understand why that the teacher was teaching this. I'd never seen any equations to compare. I mean, me being from a farm, a sawmill, working in a sawmill, or measuring an acre, I knew how to do that. I knew how to mark off a quarter of an acre. I'd learned that on the farm. I'd learned how to count livestock and knew how to buy livestock by the age of 15. I could buy cattle, and my dad would turn me loose buying cattle out in the community and take them to the market to make money on them. And that's what me and my dad did, and that my dad taught me that. But as soon as the system now, it doesn't teach you how to survive in the real world. They don't care. It's just like they want you and your children to have a determined standoff, that if they know what they have been taught, and what they have been taught is that they don't have to learn. They don't have to know these things to survive. They don't even know how to manage a household budget, let alone a government or a county budget of any magnitude. And we think that we're ready. We are students. And American students, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. When compared to other school systems around the world, the United States lags far behind in the testing of the students' knowledges on a international level. We are far below, and we're slowly becoming a nation of near retards. We're a collective group of individuals who have become self-absorbed and disinterested in acquiring any knowledge as a nation. We are slowly but surely losing touch with the reality of what is actually going on in the world. I mean, just walk out in the street and ask the average Joe. And he can't even name you a national park in the United States, let alone somewhere in the world. He doesn't know anything. It's amazing how that we have been dumbed down, and what's wrong is it's deliberate. That's what alarms me, that there is an agenda. And Hosea 4:6 said, we are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You know, you can't fool people that's got knowledge. But if they're dumbed down, and that's the reason why we send them to school, to receive the dumbing down process, these teachers today are amazingly good at what's going on, and they're in the system. And you know, the teaching profession is very lucrative in some areas. And I for one, believe that teachers are underpaid. But it takes now a battery of teachers. I go by our little grade school here in Tazewell. And it's, I mean, they've got, it looks like to me they've got 150 cars in the parking lot. It's outrageous how many teachers it takes to dumb these people down. I went to school when they were four grades in, we had two teachers, one through four and four through eight in grade school. Two teachers that did all that. And they had time to individually school you. And it was awesome what you had to learn. I remember that I loved history and geography. I hated math and spelling. But I loved the history of our nation. It just enthralled me to study that. I was good at it. And I excelled. And I wanted to learn about our history of a nation. And yet today, what I learned is now not the standard to teaching. What changed about history? Where did our history go to? And in our libraries, did you know it's been reported that a certain group of people has gone to our libraries and picked out the old history books of America and related subjects and stole them or destroyed them, and that the libraries no longer have these books? Why? Because that they can go to a generation that is unwilling to learn, purposely dumb down, and change the history and give them a new history right under our nose as they slowly pull the shift from the actual truth and reality of history to a nation of children that are deliberately dumbed down. Consequently, our nation is nearing a nation of retards. I mean, our schools are pumping them out. Drugs and violence. Our schools look like prisons. I'm amazed. Right here in Tazewell, Tennessee, where I live, we have a new high school. And it looks like an armed prison camp with sheriff's cars, drug dogs. I mean, we're just a rural community, a farming community. But it's that way everywhere. All across the nation, rural, the city, it doesn't matter, suburbs or whatever. Where you see a school, you'll see drug dogs, fences, electronic gates, bars over the window, police officers walking up and down the halls to maintain control. I mean, there's something going on here. There is a tendency for folks in our country to compartmentalize their religious beliefs from that of science and philosophy. You remember, we used to have religion that agreed with our knowledge of science. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. That was just complementary together, like a hand and a glove. And now you don't get that. You cannot teach any religious reasoning or reckoning for a personal savior, a belief in a risen savior. You cannot express that in school. There is no place in school for that to be discussed. However, if you're an atheist or a socialist retard, you can say what you want. You can't offend anybody as long as church and state is separate. If you belong to the state, you belong to a godless society. Even your government, oh yeah, they carry their Bibles to church on Sunday, but while they conduct business for the government, it's a separation of church and state, where you can't even say the the Pledge of Allegiance because it has the word God. Oh my! It's Christian fundamental teaching of reading, writing, and arithmetic. I remember where our teachers started our class off with a prayer to our Savior. And at the end of the day, we all bowed our heads for a dismissal. And there would be times that the pastors in the community would come and read scriptures from the Bible, and we would listen very intently as they would tell from their heart their own experiences and tell about a gracious, saving God who loved America and who loved its people. And now you can't do that. You don't have the liberty to do that. We have elected people that are ruthless and say nothing about sending your retarded children to the front lines to have them to become human sacrifice in the time of war. They don't care. You're just a number. In our country, there has been an absolute inordinate interest in the procurement of freedom. A need for each to protect his or her own rights. You see that? You can't infringe. We can no longer infringe our religious beliefs in our school system where we were organized to believe in a Christian nation and have a Christian Savior, and now you can't do that. Our founding fathers didn't find it offensive to bring the Bible into school. But now that we've got these atheist, communist, socialists who are godless, they will not recognize God. Do you see, ladies and gentlemen, there was something that happened in Russia that I need to remind you of. And it could reflect and tell you something about the people that's doing it. The same thing here today. Did you know that after the revolution in Russia, that all the Christian churches, see, Russia was a Christian nation. You may not believe that, but it was. It was a strong, healthy, vibrant, rich. It had gold deposits that would make America look like a pauper. They were very rich. They had rich art. They had rich history. They had hard-working people. And did you know that after the revolution of whoever took over the revolution, and it was a socialist agenda, communist, that they tore down all the churches? Practically every church in Russia was damaged or torn down. But in the same token, not one synagogue was destroyed and burnt to the ground. Now, it should give you a little hint of what's going on here today. The destruction, although you haven't seen any physical tearing down of buildings, you'll see more Christian church buildings going up now in America than ever before, but they are hooked entirely to a 501(c) agenda of government-operated and controlled preachers who preach the political straight line. They're just lackeys or lapdogs, as I call them, for the government, which is a godless institution, atheistic, socialist. And our churches is reflecting the same when they're getting more socially minded. Well, let's take Acorn for just a moment. It has received billions of dollars. And just in this year, millions of dollars was allocated for Acorn. And when some hidden cameras were taken in by some very brave people to reveal what Acorn was all about, it was nothing but a communist, socialist unit working within the government with the government's blessings, and it was funded and appropriated by your congressmen and senators, and of course they distanced themselves after the videos came out. Oh, of course. They voted overwhelmingly to cut off the funding for ACORN. But ladies and gentlemen, where ACORN is now going by the wayside, there is thousands of agencies like ACORN that are still up and running and robbing the nation of its wealth at the expense of its children who are being purposely dumbed down. That it's hard to really decide to erect a Statue of Liberty on the East Coast representing our concern for freedom. But how terribly unfortunate that we have failed to erect a Statue of Responsibility on the West Coast representing a corresponding need to be responsible. Such an absurdity, disproportionate interest in our own personal rights at the expense of an interest in the needs of others has led our country to a kind of narcissism rarely seen at any other time in the history of man. Imagine a nation of individuals that represent only 4% of the world's population demanding the right to consume 35% of its wealth. Now, where's this wealth? What do we consume when 4% of the world's population demands the right to consume 35% of its wealth? It's almost if Americans see themselves as having a moral right to plunder the earth and to hell with everyone else as we fill the stadiums, just like it was in the Roman Empire when we got rich. Well, we got nothing else to do but flash our plastic cards and run it through the cycle machines that are sending to take you in, as long as you are in your balances okay. Our football stadiums, we've glorified these heathen. They can't even read and write, but they can carry a football or chase a ball across an open field. And we are idol worshippers. Today, Saturday, the college football program. Tomorrow, it's the National Football League. And thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and ten thousands times ten thousands will assemble today and tomorrow to spend 35% of the world's wealth on eating and drinking and being merry and the lovers of pleasure more than the lovers of God. Do you see what we've done? We've made a mess out of our founding fathers' best examples of how to run this nation. They gave us on-the-job training. They told us to train our children in responsibility first to our Creator, Savior, and then to our family, and then to our nation. And now the priorities have switched. I mean, we're more interested in the daily race sheets. I mean, we've become a nation of riverboat gamblers. I mean, look at your old people. Instead of out being productive, teaching their younger children some of the experiences that they've had to come in to speak to public schools, our retired population here in America, you know what we're doing? We're gambling. We're being enticed to go to Las Vegas. And everywhere there's an Indian reservation, there's there's legal gambling. We play the ponies. We're made to believe we're going to strike it rich. Ladies and gentlemen, what's wrong? It's the polluting power the dumbing down of the minds of our children that has got this nation in the mess, and it's deliberate. We have an absolutely inordinate interest in the procurement of freedom to protect our own rights. We don't care about our Creator. We don't care if he's pushed aside. Where's he at? Where's he at in this, in running our government? If this is not a Christian nation, why in the world are we sitting back being dumbed down to accept an atheistic point of view when we don't believe in an atheistic point of view? That we believe that we have a Creator. That he did design and create the entire universe when science falsely calls that we got here through evolution and we were just a little blob that washed up on some ocean shore. And then all of a sudden, this little blob of DNA, whatever, it became a human being. Ladies and gentlemen, our forefathers didn't believe that. The teachers of 100 years ago didn't believe that. They didn't teach that. They were not permitted to teach that. It would have been unthinkable 100 years ago, but now it is the accepted norm to deny our God, to deny our created creation by a force, a God force. And today the government says we're God. We will make the students out of you to believe that we will provide for you. That you don't have to turn to any internal source for your making it in this world. Matter of fact, if you are a religious nut, and that's the way that the government looks at you, ladies and gentlemen, do we have a moral right to plunder the earth and spend almost half of its wealth on foolishness? Did you know that the Bible says in the last days that men will depart from the faith? Have we departed from our historical faith of our founding fathers and the teachers that taught 150 years ago? The basic fundamentals of reading, writing, and arithmetic, which seem to work out well to build this nation, and to dumb it down is the result of a few that seeks to tear down and destroy the power of this Christian nation and to remove it from its rightful place as the most prosperous and glorious nation upon the earth that believes that we have a risen Savior and that he's alive, and that we worship him with our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and we have the knowledge to know who he is, as opposed to being dumbed down with the curriculum of our school system today that is government-sponsored to be atheistic and to deny a creator. You can't even teach a creator God. Now, the fourth thing I'd like to has been the tendency for those in our country to become increasingly chauvinistic in their attitudes. It's almost like they got a chip on their shoulders about our nation and what it used to stand for. And we listen to them on the radio to make political speeches to say we're not going that way no more. We're going to do something else. And we almost want to jump up and cheer. What's happened? The dumbing down of your children. First of all, it's so sad that television is the greatest tool for ignorance in America. I'm going to repeat that. Television, geared for actually an 8 or a 10-year-old mind. And ladies and gentlemen, if you can sit there as an adult and cross your legs and spend 5 or 6 hours in front of a dumbed down television tube, and laugh and slap your thighs and gobble your popcorn and drink your beer or coffee or your tea or whatever and believe all this stuff, become an increasingly chauvinistic in the sense of believing that patriotism, acting the part of a consummate American, is essential in order to be considered a decent human being. And of course, translated, this means if you don't like America the way it is, then you can get out. And which representing such a chauvinistic paired with a an attitude that is moving us towards militancy. In other words, there is now in plan by your socialist government, by your own president. This is his ideal. He brought it in. He ran on this platform. Is to eventually do away with our armed services and establish what Germany called the brown shirts. These are the young children that would toe the political line of this atheist, godless society and report any action detrimental to what is determined by the state as being right. So then, if you are a God worshiper, if you believe in a risen Savior, you are an enemy to the state right now. I don't care how many Bibles you see your president carrying into church. That's for the internal consumption of the masses that still believes he's a Christian. That he believes that the Bible is the final word, the absolute word of a creator. And that it was inspired and written by holy men, spake as they were moved on by the Holy Ghost. You can't even stand in the schools and read that he carries into a church. And they say, well, that's the reason we have separation of church and state. That's the reason we have the mess that we have in this country. To be frankly honest with you, we have taken our Creator, our Christian nation, has laid down its defense of our Creator, and knuckled in to a few individuals that are chauvinistic, and that they don't want to be offended because they're an atheist, or they don't believe in the risen Savior of a Christian nation. They have some other god, or gods, or lords, or beings, and so it wouldn't be right for us to, you know, sort of put our Savior off on them. Well, I got news for you. The Savior is very selective of who he receives, and he will not receive a nation that has forgotten him. Do you know what the Bible says? It says that every nation, including America, now America is although it's covenanted, and I've talked about that, and it has an end to this malarkey. Ladies and gentlemen, they are doing whatever they're doing it in vain because it will not work. Inside our borders, we have liberals, humanistic attitudes, we have Democrats or socialists, we have Muslims, Palestinians, we have freedom fighters. We have become a melting pot for all kinds of people to come in here and demand that we take our Christian God out of our schools and out of our nation and out of our Congress and out of our senators and restrict them from even giving our Creator any glory, our Savior any glory. It's against the federal mandates that they have put down. Now, finally, there's a tendency for the people of our country to have become increasingly eccentric. Our citizens believe that our way, that's the American way, is the best way of doing anything and everything in life as long as they don't have to do nothing. Now, you understand that? Our forefathers weren't like that. We've got a people now that want you to present a welfare program on their behalf. And we've got more and more people, instead of going out here and carving out our country. Our country's already been carved out. It's turned into a proverb. All nations shall be turned into hell that forgets Yahweh. And this nation has certainly forgotten. Oh, we remember the ball games on Saturday. We remember the ball games on Sunday, and then we'll talk about it the rest of the week at the water coolers and the plants that are still open here in America. Most of it is flipping hamburgers and hot dogs and in tune with the entertainment industry to eat, drink, and be merry. We don't have the steel mills operating anymore, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. We don't have the coker ovens making steel anymore. I'm sorry. We don't have the great giant automobile monopoly that we had since the early 20s. America has been the leader in industrial technology. And now we import more than we export. Now, I don't know whether you think that's okay or not, but according to the way I look at it, we're just a dumbed-down box of rocks. It's time to get your head out of the sand. It's time to return to your Father and confess Him. Make your school board aware that you are a believer in a Christian nation and that you want our Creator taught in our schools. To take Him out is to turn our back on our Creator. To put Him back in is to acknowledge Him in all of our ways, and the Bible said He shall direct our path. I love you tonight, and I love America. And I love what we got here as an opportunity to excel. But we'll never excel with a dumbed down bunch of rocks in our head that has been put there by an atheistic government who is godless, who wants you to turn from your Creator and your belief system into a religion of socialism. Ladies and gentlemen, it ain't going to happen here in America. You may think it is, but it ain't gonna last. It's gonna come down. I love you tonight. I gotta get off here. My time is coming down. I'll see you Monday night at 9 o'clock on WWRB 3.185, clear channel around the world on the transmitting jewel south. This is Pastor Buddy. If you'd like to write me tonight, simply write me at Post Office Box 2284. That's 2284. New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you'd like to call me, area code 423-626-2172. Now again, that's area code 423-626-2172. Write me and let's stand up for America. Let's put our nation back in one pair of hands, and that's our Creator. Let's make this nation a nation that believes in a Creator that died for us and that said that He would defend us and that we would be a lending nation, not a borrowing nation. You see, we went from a lending nation of a Christian nation to a borrowing nation of atheistic attitudes of our government. We need to elect reputable people, and we need good teachers that know the fundamental basics of reading, writing, and arithmetic to put our Father and our Savior back, if you will, back into the school system, that we could have the opportunity and the joy of knowing that we pass from death into life because we love our Savior, and we're going to stand up for Him, and we're going to declare Him throughout all the world. America has been great, and she can be great again if you'll stand up. It's time for you to wake up. We can do it one man or one woman at a time and begin to reclaim our children. And we need to get back on the land, and then we need to start growing some organic food. We need to teach them how to birth animals and where the joy of living and life comes from, that we make our living from the toil of the land, that we're not a socialist people that stands in a welfare line to receive a handout from the government. this godless institution that should be destroyed and brought down. And with the prayers of the righteous people, the Bible said, when a wicked rule, the righteous hide themselves. But when the righteous reign, Yahweh is well pleased. I love you tonight. I'll see you Monday night, WWRV 3.185. I'm sponsored by Brother Mark and Sister Audrey, anonymous donators of our Saturday night program and Wednesday night program. I love you guys. Many blessings to you down the way. And I love all of Jacob Israel. I'll see you Monday night. Yahweh bless you.
One pair of hands, raise the dead.